AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's giving the European Union a deadline to approve last year's trade framework. Sagar Magani has details.
The president says the EU has until July 4th to do so, or it will face higher tariffs. Last week, he announced EU autos would face a 25% tariff starting this week.
As usual, they were not adhering to the agreement that we have.
It's unclear if he now means tariffs would jump July 4th on all EU goods. The original framework called for the U.S. to impose 15% tariffs on everything. That dropped to 10% after the Supreme Court ruled the president lacked legal authority to declare an economic emergency to impose the initial tariffs used to pressure the EU into trade talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The shipping data company Lloyd's List Intelligence reports Iran's created a government agency to control and tax vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz. That's raising new concerns about international shipping. Hundreds of commercial ships remain bottled up in the Persian Gulf. At the UN, U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz told the Security Council,
"We like to talk a lot about international law here at the UN. Well, Iran's indiscriminate mining and tolling efforts in the Strait of Hormuz are textbook violations of international law."
Meanwhile, Iran's foreign ministry says Tehran is still reviewing messages from Pakistan, which is mediating peace proposals between the Islamic Republic and the U.S. Tennessee has enacted a new map for its U.S. House seats, carving up a majority black district in Memphis. It gives Republicans a chance to win all nine of the state's congressional seats in November's midterm elections. And the NCAA will expand March Madness by 8 teams next season, adding early round games in the first week. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell back from their records on Wall Street as crude oil prices yo-yoed up and down. Brent crude settled at about $100 a barrel Thursday. That's down from more than $115 a barrel early this week. Brent took some big swings on its way there as Wall Street waits to see how realistic its hopes are that the war with Iran is finally getting closer to being over. Stocks gave up some early gains and turned lower in the afternoon. The S&P 500 wound up with a loss of 0.4%. The index had set an all-time high a day earlier. The Dow fell 313 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite inched 0.1% lower. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. gasoline prices added another 5 cents overnight. AAA now puts the national average just below $4.56 per gallon. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.